built a railroad. Now it's done, brother. Can you spare a dime?
Yeah, can you spare a dime? Quint Quintetro, founder and president of Jewel Financial. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Jack. I'm well, and you?
Good, thanks. What's up?
Good. Well, we got a small little bounce in the market this morning. Equity futures are higher. Oil dipping back below 50. We don't like that. We need to keep an eye on that. Gold and silver up this morning as well, which, again, is a positive. Friday, after I got off the phone with you, we had non-farm payroll numbers. They were actually worse than anticipated, with a loss of 33,000 jobs for the month, and the survey was expecting a gain of 80,000. If you remember, though, I said anything, whether it's a positive or a negative, will be explained away, and it quickly was. The market didn't really blink. We basically had it explained away with all of the natural disasters that we had in September. So it'll be important to watch how that pans out here in October. I suspect it will come roaring back because of holiday hiring and so forth, and then obviously all the bulls on Wall Street will talk about how incredible that is. We have large demonstrations in Spain this weekend advocating the secession of Catalonia. I don't see this popping up too much in the media. It's really not a big deal right now, but I think it's very, very important to keep an eye on so people are aware. This is like, you know, remember long ago, Jack, when we started talking about Greece months before it was cool to talk about Greece. So let's just, you know, we'll keep an eye on Catalonia and see about what's happening there, because that could have a real big impact on the European Union. And then finally, obviously, with the data and despite Friday's jobs gyration, we still have now an 80% probability of a rate hike by the Fed in December. So that will definitely transpire.
And a financial fact.
Goes along with our music, Can You Spare a Dime? Statistic out, the number of Americans who have no cash in the bank to fall back on is now 26%, while another 36% have yet to start saving any money at all for retirement. So obviously those two together are 52%. Over half Americans either have no cash in the bank, have yet to start saving for retirement, or a combination of both. That is obviously not a pretty picture.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Quint. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Jack. Take care.